welcome back to Rocket Right Radio, and it's time for our medical segment brought to you each week by Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center.
When you or someone you love is diagnosed with cancer, it can be all-encompassing, and every cancer experience is different. The staff and physicians at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center will surround you with highly individualized resources and care to meet your every need and preference. Visit MaryBirdLake.org to learn more.
In our medical segment today, we are talking with Dr. Nathan Height, who is a colorectal surgeon with Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. Welcome, Dr. Height. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Am I pronouncing that right? It seems so simple.
Yes, that's right. It's Height.
Okay, terrific. So, you know, down here in Louisiana, sometimes, you know, we don't pronounce things just the way they look. So wanted to double check. So let's just begin by telling us a little bit about yourself and really what led you to Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center.
Sure thing. Well, my name is Nathan Height. I am one of the new colorectal surgeons in Baton Rouge at Our Lady of the Lake. And we go to the Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center, participate with them. I earned my medical degree from the LSU School of Medicine in New Orleans. I did my internship at Carilion Clinic in Roanoke, Virginia, and then came back to do my general surgery residency at LSU in New Orleans. I did my colorectal fellowship at the Swedish Colon and Rectal Clinic, and that was in Seattle, Washington.
And not in Sweden.
No, not in Sweden, although interestingly, they did have a lot of people from Sweden. It was pretty diverse up in Seattle, but they actually had a lot of people in Seattle from Sweden.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it was interesting. I spent some time at Ochsner as well in New Orleans doing some research in colorectal surgery. I was really fortunate to come back and join the colorectal group at Our Lady of the Lake. I'd worked with them a little bit as a resident. And currently, I serve on the colorectal multidisciplinary care team and also am part of the rectal cancer multidisciplinary care team.
Well, we're going to talk about those care teams here in just a little bit, but let's kind of just take it to the basics for folks and just talk a little bit about colorectal cancer in general. It's not something that, you know, when I was practicing, my patients really like to talk about a lot, and I had to twist their arms to do the right things for screening. So let's give folks a little lesson here.
Sure. You know, colorectal cancer, it's actually the third most commonly diagnosed cancer in both men and women, and unfortunately can go undetected until it reaches a significantly advanced stage. You know, 90% of the new cases are in people over 50. However, in the group of people younger than 50, the incidence rates of colorectal cancer are actually increasing.
Yeah, I've heard that, and also which has made those screening guidelines bump up earlier, correct?
Exactly. It's quite interesting you mentioned that in certain populations, such as the African-American population, the age is 45, one of the task force actually came out with guidelines that people should actually be getting screened as early as age 50. Now, unfortunately, not all the insurance companies have caught up with that, so sometimes we need to wait till 50 unless they're having symptoms. But 45 and definitely no later than 50 is a good age. It's important because over 90% of these cancers can be cured. So early detection is key.
Absolutely, because they don't want to really undergo your treatments if they don't have to. And you know, and people are so scared about the screening. I mean, it's not something that we really want to do. But again, with most of these cancers, like you said, early detection is really key. You know, it can be treatable and beatable when it's early. So let's talk about the current screening guidelines, because, you know, some folks say only colonoscopy, but there's a lot of other different little things. Could you just kind of hit on that briefly for us?
Absolutely. You know, I think colonoscopy is the most commonly talked about modality, and basically we use an endoscope to examine the entire colon, and kind of like we mentioned, that usually starts at age 50, maybe 45. If somebody's had colon cancer in your family, a first-degree relative, that is, you should start 10 years earlier. There's other types of endoscopy, and there's actually different stool tests and things we can use as well. similar to a colonoscopy is the sigmoidoscopy. It's just a shorter scope. If you want, you can do that every 5 years, although the disadvantage is that it doesn't look at the whole colon. It only looks at the left side. People have probably also heard of the different stool tests, and that ranges from anywhere from the simpler ones, such as a fecal occult blood, which can detect blood, to stools that look at DNA, and actually something called the Cologuard, which can basically detect DNA in a precancerous polyp. Really, I guess to get more technical, it would be an advanced adenoma, meaning a large polyp over a centimeter, or cancer. If someone has one of those, they can get this test, and in theory, it will detect the DNA of that polyp or cancer.
And if folks are wondering, they can go on the website marybirdlake.org/colon, learn more about how to get screened. Let's go back and talk about that. You said you were a member of the multidisciplinary care team at the Cancer Center. Can you explain to folks exactly what does that mean?
Absolutely. Rectal cancer, it can be very complex in the treatment. It's important to have a good plan, and that involves both what we do surgically, but also before and after. The best chance at beating a cancer like a rectal cancer is getting treated at a comprehensive cancer center like Mary Bird Perkins. And it basically is a team of specialists, that work together in the same facility. It's important to know that they have specialists from many different fields. For example, not just surgery, but also oncology, the radiation oncologist, pathologist, the radiologist looking at the scans, and also things like patient navigators, nursing care to help patients up pre and post-op and supportive care, and also even genetics. We have a genetic counselor. We have the ability to test the genetics of the tumor.
And you know, all those people working on someone's treatment plan, instead of a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there, it's also great for the patient to come to one place, but to have all of those folks in their special areas talking about what's the best for that individual's care. And that's what's great about the multidisciplinary care teams there. Let's talk a little bit more, because we were talking about treatment, and granted, we'd love to get everybody screened and not even have this, but as a colorectal surgeon, what are some of the advanced treatments you are using for colorectal patients?
Well, one of the things that myself and my group, we all focus on, number one, is just really giving someone just the best chance and doing the appropriate thing for them. And overall, I think it's important for people to know that having a good operation by somebody trained in colorectal or in rectal cancer is the most important. That being said, for some of the advanced things that we do is myself and all of my partners do minimally invasive surgery, and some of us also do robotic surgery.
And that's amazing, because we've all seen people who have had abdominal surgeries that have roadmaps all over their abdomen, and with the robotic surgery, you don't see that visually, but it's really what they can't see that makes the advantage as well for these surgeries.
Right, exactly. With the, for example, with the robot, it's a pretty sophisticated, complex robotic platform, and it allows us to do complex surgeries in a minimally invasive fashion. It allows us to have really good visualization of the tumor, and it also is good ergonomically, and also helps us work in tight spaces. Such as the pelvis.
Absolutely, which as a gynecologist, I know how difficult of space that can be, and because of exactly where the colorectal area is, that is your space as well. And also, folks recover much quicker, too, when it's minimally invasive.
Absolutely. I think, you know, basically, that is one thing the minimally invasive aspect is very important. I think for the most part, it allows for a quicker recovery and less pain compared to a much larger incision.
And you also have some protocols in place which minimizes their pain as well.
Exactly. I was about to say, it's interesting we mentioned the recovery. We've been implementing something called an ERAS protocol, which basically stands for Enhanced Recovery After Surgery. It involves both pre-operative conditioning, pre-op pain control, and then things like early mobilization and early initiation of diet after surgery, also with minimization of narcotics. So basically, the patient is up and moving faster, they feel better faster, and they can get home faster.
And everybody wants that. Mm-hmm. So that's a great thing. Well, we are out of time, and that was so much great information. So I would encourage everyone who wants to learn more on colorectal cancer and what they can do to go to the website at marybirdlake.org/colon, or they can call 225-215-1234. How easy a number is that? 225-215-1234. Thank you. And we have been talking with Dr. Height, the colorectal surgeon at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. Thanks for being with us.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
More Rocket Right Radio is coming up right after this. Stay tuned.